sisa ku tergoda asmara. Terbawa alunan lagu merindu, telah ku temukan engkau.
Here's the news. Indonesian businessmen after their U.S. counterparts signed commercial agreements in strategic sectors totaling $34 billion as part of ongoing effort to strengthen economic relations between both nations. The agreements were finalized at the high-level business meeting hosted by the Coordinating Ministry for Economic Affairs and the Indonesian Embassy in Washington, D.C. on Monday. Vice President Gibran Rakabuming Raka has affirmed his readiness to lead the central government's effort to accelerate regional developments in Papua. He said on the sidelines of his visit to Mislat Village in Klaten District, Central Java, on Wednesday, as aide to President, and Gibran is ready to be assigned anywhere, anytime, and this is the continuation of the 13th Vice President Maruf Amin's hard work in Papua. That's the news.
Antara kau dan aku.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you. Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
When the sun goes up, the day has begun. Brightest sky. In remote areas, our search. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable.
Jantung berdebar-debar, rasanya tak menentu. Hati bergetar-getar, menanti kamu di sini. Bertemu kamu.
sahabat Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, you are still with me, Ahmad Faisal, on Indonesia Today. Well, what you are doing right now is what you are going to get in the future. Believe this or not, it's up to you. But really, truly, listener, because sometimes what we are doing, what we are doing right now is what we are going to get in the future. Because, you know, the more we do, the more we understand. And it is also related to about the things that sometimes we need to do it. Well, it also relates about, you know, wise word, and it has something to do with our quote of the day. Now it is from Ki Hajar Dewantara. He said, education is the most powerful weapon to change the world. Ki Hajar Dewantara is dubbed as the father of education in Indonesia. He was a freedom fighter, respected by both allies and enemies. He is also known for his creativity, broad insight, and criticism toward education, which resulted in various brilliant ideas. This made him known as the true educator and cultural figure of Indonesia. And listener, here talking about education, you know that education is really important. It's a pivotal thing for us to be improved every day. Why? Because by having good education, people and we are able to think respectfully, to criticize anything that this is really indeed make about progress. That's why we must be able to have such good education in order to have such better future for us.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, next we present a song from Ternate, North Maluku, titled Nyong Manis. Nyong Manis was created by Pratik Spaltz. The lyrics tells about a woman who falls in love with a man who has a sweet smile and a thin mustache. The girl prays to God if the man does not have a partner, she is destined to be with him. Day and night, she always remembers the man. However, if it turns out that the man already has a partner, the feeling of love will be kept in the heart. Okay, listener, here's the song Nyong Manis by Sanza Soleman.
ceria. Senyum manis tumis tipis apa yang punya. Hati ini rasa macam gelisah. Mau reka tapi tak ada yang marah. Siyo Tuhan kalau tak ada yang punya. Tolong kasih jodoh kita rendia. Siyo Tuhan kalau tak ada yang punya. Kita siap susah sarang rendia.
makanan khas dari Enrique. Ya, terbuat dari
Bajekotu is a typical snack of Enrekang, made from sticky rice, grated coconut, and brown sugar. The white sticky rice is steamed until it's cooked, then placed into a container and mixed with some brown sugar.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's sound.
Galuhung punya tiga pendirian ialah satu, galuhung tempat bertarung. Kalau bahasa Sundanya, galuhung tempat galung.
Galunggung has three foundations. Galunggung. First, galunggung is a place for fighting. Maksudnya, in Sundanese language, galunggung is the place for galungan. Secondly, it's galunggung berind ku tangtung. This means that many people flock to Galunggung overseas. Galunggung ngadek, tumenggung means standing as regent, but we have no idea when ngadek tumenggung happened. From there, the second one happened when Galunggung herin kutangtung. This means that human beings flocked to Galunggung in the past. Before eruption, who climbed to the crater, the local people took a walk to the forest, made a visit of pilgrimage. Only some villagers knew. After Mount Galunggung erupted in 1982, many domestic and foreign people climbed it. That was a story about Mount Galunggung, which was explained by Bapak Sumantri, a public figure at Mount Galunggung. He is a historical witness of the eruption. Until now, the mountain becomes a tourism object in East Priangan, West Java Province. Mount Galunggung tourism object is developed by state-owned enterprise, Perhutani, and tourism office around 1997. This was explained by Suhara, staff of Perhutani Management.
Jadi dikembangannya itu setelah bencana alam
pertama pengolahannya.
The tourism object was developed after the first natural disaster. The management, which I know, was managed by the village. There is hot spring and ex-disaster, which now becomes Crater Lake. It becomes attraction for visitors. So it was opened by the government of the village. If not mistaken, by village, Community Resilience Institute, and it kept being developed in 1997 and has been developed by Tourism Office and Perhutani. Do you know or visit Mount Galunggung? Mount Galunggung is an active volcano with around 2,100 meters high above the sea surface. The last time the mountain erupted for around 9 months, starting from April 5, 1982 and ended on January 8, 1983. Therefore, Indonesia is one of countries which almost its territory enters in Pacific Ring Fire. So, no wonder there are many active volcanoes in some islands. Thus, the existence of volcano does not only leave tragedy, but also becomes tourism object which contributes foreign exchange through tourism sector. Now, Mount Galunggung in Tasikmalaya, West Java rises up as tourism destination recommended to be visited. Especially for mountain tourism lovers, about tourist visits so far, Ibu Oem, a a food vendor at Mount Galunggung, has her own experience.
Hari-hari tertentu aja, hari-hari Idul Fitri,
on a certain day at Al-Fitr, New Year, or commemoration of the Indonesian independence on a Saturday and Sunday is the most crowded. I also have foreign customer, France, who often comes here. If in Indonesian it is dry season, the fan certainly comes here with a guide from Jogja.
Ini kamu sampai mana? Mbak, dia inspirasi terus, Mbak. Dia inspirasi terus, Mbak. Baik.
To get the crater, which is in the main point of Mount Galunggung tourism object, we must climb hundreds of stairs. This is quite exhausting. An officer of the entrance ticket of Mount Galunggung, Sofyan, explained that there are two sides of stairs. The yellow one consists of 620 stairs, while the blue one is 520 stairs.
Yang tangga ini 97, kalau yang tangga biru mah dimulai tahun 93.
The yellow stairs was made in 1997. The blue one was made in 1993. The blue stair has inauguration monument. The first stair is over there. The new one is here. Earlier, people paced on the sand here without stair. After arriving at the crater of Mount Galunggung, that you struggle to climb hundreds of the stairs will be paid off by presenting the beauty of nature of the mountain's peak. In addition, there is uniqueness which cannot be found at other volcanoes. This means that there is no smell of sulfur and the crater of Mount Galunggung looks like lake. The lake's water of the crater, if it is seen by naked eyes, has green color, as if there is no life in it. But in fact, it becomes habitat for fish and other water biotas. Sofyan explained as follows.
Awalnya kan yang nanam tuh istilahnya ngetes kadar air awalnya.
Earlier, someone checked and tried to put the fish into the water. In fact, it resulted in a lot of fish. This means that it's safe for residents. Today, many people outside the region do fish farming. There is also from Banten. Now there are people who farm fish and also do fishing. There is golden fish, mujair, perch fish. Usually Sundanese people farm perch fish, cork, pomfret, and also gurami. Many people set tents to stay at night, especially on Saturday night. There are 100 people who stay at night, but on weekdays only there are several persons. Now to set a tent is centered. In the past, they could set a tent on the edge of the lake while fishing. To meet the present demand for selfie or taking picture of every activity with amazing background, tourism office and Perhutani provide various spots at the crater of Mount Galunggung. Take for example, we can try position at the commemoration monument of Galunggung eruption or view this that is located between blue and yellow stairs. The road to Mount Galunggung has been paved and this makes visitors easy to get the blue or yellow stairs. Of Mount Galunggung tourism object is also supported with the existence of integrated East Priangan tourist package. Head of Youth, Sport, Culture and Tourism Office of Tasikmalaya, Undang Hendiana, told Voice of Indonesia team.
Tentang city tournya ya bisa ke kabupaten, bisa ke Pangandaran. Makanya
about city tour, we can go to Regency or Pangandaran. Therefore, we initiate cooperation with head of region in East Priangan, and it has been signed, so it must have integrated tourism package. Although visitors stay at night in Tasikmalaya, they visit Galunggung. Diana views that tourism does not need to be limited with regional administration. Therefore, with the existence of the integrated tourism package, he hopes that Mount Galunggung can become the mainstay tourism object that has its own characteristics.
Bebaskan aku dari semua masa lalu. Tenangkan aku, lepaskan dari rasa ragu. Buka matamu, semuanya terlihat. Kau pasti bisa melewatinya.
Tertawakan harapan semua impian. Dalam derap mata kau bawa senyuman harapan impian dalam kehidupan.
Semua cerita tak harus berakhir kelabu. Ku hanya ingin membuatmu tersenyum. Buka matamu, semuanya terlihat. Kau pasti bisa melewatinya.
Semua impian, dalam derap langkah kau bawa senyuman harapan, impian dalam kehidupan.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a traditional song from Mentawai Islands Regency entitled Tete Amu Siat Loga. The word Tete in Mentawai traditional language means grandfather or also earthquake. Tete Amu Siat Loga linguistically means the earthquake is coming, the squirrels are already screaming. In the song lyrics, if Tete is angry or an earthquake is about to occur, natural signs will appear, such as the sound of restless animals, rumbling sounds from the top of the hill, landslides, and others. The song emerged after a major earthquake followed by a tsunami in the Mentawai Islands in 1797. The song Tete Amu Siat Loga is sung for one generation to the next generation. The song is like an early warning and reminder of the signs and dangers of earthquake and tsunami disasters. Well, listener, here is the song from Mentawai Islands Regency entitled Tete Amu Siat Loga by Mate Samalingai. Happy listening!
Amu siat loga teteu katinambuleleu teteu girisit nyau nyau girisit nyau nyau amu golu teteu ta pelebu arata deake baikona gui lak pai pai go go lei lei go go barasita teteu lalak lak paguru seilen oh teteu amu siat loga teteu katinambuleleu teteu Amgolu teteu ta pelebu arata deake baikona gui lak pai pai go go lei lei go go barasita teteu lalak lak paguru seilen oh Amusial loga teteu katinambuleleu teteu girisit nyau nyau girisit nyau nyau amungolu teteu ta pelebu arata deake baikona gui lak pai pai go go lei lei go go barasita teteu lalak lak paguru seilen oh teteu amusial loga teteu katinambuleleu teteu 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 amungolu teteu ta pelebu arata deake baikona gui lak pai pai go go lei lei go go barasita teteu lalak lak paguru seilen oh teteu amusial loga teteu amusial loga teteu grisit nyau nyau grisit nyau nyau teteu teteu amusial loga teteu sinambulele teteu
Jangan